Bah.
He would.
And cats had pictures of Picasso.
He's a hack.
Cats, you've got his face all wrong. His nose goes up here. Come on!
Oh man, am I going to have to lean forward? That is unreasonable.
Well, actually, we can push the couch in. That'll add some distance. And it is a very
maneuverable couch.
And microphone, I was going to say. We can go like this. Oh, rest.
Nice.
And then even get this thing up right in your grill. You want to be about that.
We want to be able about to hear close? Your beard breathing.
You will. My beard will be rustling up against this all the whole podcast.
You get to throw your headphones everywhere.
There we go.
Nice.
Throw your headphones in the air like you Hello. Just don't care.
That's better.
Yes, it is.
Helps if you switch on the microphone.
Who does that?
Talking into it.
Frankly, that sounds unnecessary.
That's creepy.
Whose microphone isn't on?
Testing.
Mine.
Testing.
Wasn't.
Can all y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can.
What?
Hmm?
Wow. People's ears are working. I'm glad.
We'll have a fifth guest contributing if your beard makes noise. Oh, that's just a soft rustling.
The dulcet sounds of Adam's beard. Andrew's beard.
Adam doesn't beard have a beard. It's very subtle noise-wise, but it's there. It's in your heart.
Very subtle beard.
Yes. That's right, I have a heart beard.
Grows right here. Right here.
He is such subtle stubble.
Look at you.
Anyone cannot see. No, I'm giving up. That's too hard.
Had enough of your alliteration anyway.
Always alliterate forever.
Don't do it.
To his subtle stubble, there was no rebuttal.
Nice.
Fuddle. Tuddle. Cuddle.
Now finish that limerick. Actually, it doesn't start with a once there was a from a location, so I don't even know if it can be a limerick. I'm pretty sure that's the rule.
No, thank you.
Guinness, Minix, Harp, Angry Orchard, Traditional, OJ, Diet Coke, Ginger Ale, Bloody Mary Mix, Two Gingers, Prairie Organic, and you actually do have some Kraken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would rum and ginger ale be gross?
Yes, it would.
I think you usually mix whiskey with ginger.
Vanilla rum, though. That sounds even
worse. Yeah, I wouldn't do that at all.
Ginger ale? Sorry. With other...
Let us consult the Intertron.
Internet, save us! I don't know. I'm not...
a molecular gastronomist when you need one.
Or just a mixologist. Or just a bartender. Nope, wrong jacket for pens.
I don't think it would work.
Oh,
it's not like I have my school backpack here or anything. I have no pens in that.
Did I bring my actual leather jacket as well?
Oh, yeah, dark and stormy.
I don't think you did.
That's what you're
I think you were just wearing that.
Remember this, the
Interesting.
Ginger beer that we were using?
Oh, yeah, that's
dark
right.
Dark and stormy. It's 3 cups gin. Oh, well. No, that's right, yeah. It's 3 parts ginger ale, 1 part rum.
Huh. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
It won't be a real dark and stormy, but it'll be a.
I'll do a 4 count pour for you. That seems like it'd be hefty otherwise.
Why don't you get the little air hockey table?
I got it for Christmas. It's actually going to turn into a Canadian beer pong table.
It's so little.
And some tools from home. Uh-huh.
What exactly will qualify it as a Canadian beer pong table?
Because you play air hockey instead of beer pong, but what you do is you cut out little circles for the cups to go into, so it'll be more like shot-oriented.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, how we always do hygienic, so yep. It'd be something yep. like that, where everyone just has a drink, but it'd be four little cups. Like, I have this little green shot cups.
Yep.
And they make little Red Solo imitations. I'm going to buy some of those after I cut them all out.
Nice.
Yeah, but then glass.
Or are we putting our hoods up?
But
I don't have a hood.
I actually have to cut two holes because I have to seal off where the motor pushes the air up, or else it just all leaks out.
I think the theme of this podcast should be thug life.
Word.
Yo.
Minnetonka, West Entrance.
Minnetonka had the best gang signs. Let me think about it.
No.
The best gang signs.
Oh, yes.
Well, we'll keep our hoods up, and you just have to keep throwing signs all episode.
I am.
I think the beard is enough.
Yeah. See?
The beard's pretty good street cred, I would say.
Yeah. Just everyone looks at me, and they're like, yeah, he belongs on the street. Probably begging for change, because he's a hobo.
Or they put you on the most wanted list.
Yeah. Or, you know, people mistake me.
All right, King Arthur, open it.
For a terrorist.
Andrew, tell the terrorist story.
So, way back in 2004, a full 3 years after 9/11,
there was the sound of Adam struggling to open a bottle.
But yeah, I was working at the Target.
I was expending too much energy making noises when I should have been expending that energy on opening the bottle.
It makes sense now. That's what you were doing wrong.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just go with this one. Just be like, I loosened it for you. Just
yeah.
With my man strength.
That's a go-to. I mean, that's practically implied at this point.
Okay,
so.
I get you. I feel foolish for even pointing it out now.
Sorry, I love rum more than you. I don't believe that's true, that you love rum more than me.
It is.
Maybe she does.
Prove it.
Drink this entire bottle of rum. Prove your love.
Leave none for Adam, and then he'll find his challenge has defeated himself.
All right, Andrew, terrorist story. Go.
Right. Well, yeah, this was the first year I was working at Target. I've been there too long, and it's sad, but that's not relevant to the story. It was the first year I was working there. It was in the summer, I believe, and on some random Thursday when I was still cashiering, because cashiering's like a terrible job, a guest comes through my line, and, you know, we're chatting, and she's very friendly and whatnot, and she mentions that I look like one of the FBI's 10 most wanted terrorists. She's just like, you know, you kind of look like maybe I shouldn't tell you this, something along those lines. And I just sort of nod and I'm like, oh, that's worrying. Okay. And, you know, that was the end of it. I didn't work the next day, Friday, but then Saturday I did work. I come into work. I cashier for like the first 4 hours as per normal, and then I go on my lunch. Since I'm too lazy to pack my own lunches at home, I like was just going to buy one from like the stupid, terrible Target cafe thing. And as I do, it turns out the leader on duty, the manager of Target, is sitting there, and he's like, Andrew, come here. Funny thing happened yesterday. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm wondering why he's singling out me, being a cashier. And I'm thinking maybe like I'm in trouble or something. But he seemed, you know, like something actually funny happened. And he's like, so the sheriff came by yesterday looking for one of the FBI's 10 most wanted terrorists. And I immediately, I'm like, what happened? And so apparently there was a misunderstanding. The sheriff, like someone from the sheriff's department, probably wasn't the sheriff himself, was under the impression that someone spotted
one as a customer at Target shopping. So they're going through the whole day watching the cameras, like around like whenever time was said. And the sheriff, just watching the tapes over and over, just points and is like, do you think the woman who called in was talking about that cashier? And the manager was like, no, what? And so they call her up, and yeah, she was talking about me. Fortunately.
What a cover.
Fortunately, the LOD was like, oh, well, he's 18 years old, and he's lived in Minnesota his whole life.
And
so
the sheriff. The perfect cover.
The sheriff laughs and doesn't file any paperwork, because thank God I want to be able to fly again. And yeah, so like. The LOD like looks it up and he's like, you know, there really is a strong resemblance to this one guy. It was a Californian guy named Andy before he changed it to like Mohammed or something.
And, double Mohammed.
And fought for the Taliban. But yeah. Later that same day, the guest who told me I looked like one of the FBI's 10 most wanted terrorists goes through my line. And so at the end of the the transaction, when after I bake things up, I'm like, so yeah, funny thing happened. Someone reported me as like one of the, I tell her this story and she just laughs and she's like, oh, well, that wasn't me. I'm not an idiot. So apparently there were a couple people, like I didn't doubt her. There were more than one persons who thought I resembled this person. Actually, this couldn't have been Summer. Because I hadn't graduated from high school yet. Because Mr. Laughing House at Minnetonka High School, I remember at the end of class, there wasn't much to do. And he was like, so does anyone have any current events related issues to bring up? And I raised my hand.
What a contribution.
And so he brought up on the screen like the person. And it was Andy. He converted to Islam. He had a beard and long hair. And that was pretty much the end of resemblance. But that's all people see when you have a beard and long hair. It's like the facial feature that is obvious and it sort of blocks out the rest of my face.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So you can bill that you've brought one of the FBI's former most wanted terrorists onto the show.
One of the 10 most wanted.
Which is pretty great.
Up until that whole terrorist thing, I actually had a similar story.
Yeah.
Well, before you tangent, for that customer, I think you should have said, thank you for shopping at Target. Praise be to Allah. Just throw it in at the end there. Just, you know. Just,
I'm going to jihad you so hard.
Yep. It's just.
Mecca's this way, right?
Over there?
Got to get out my compass. Like.
Yeah, do you have a compass on your phone? I need to find Mecca.
What the sort of thing that I speculated about for a long time after that happened, though, was what kind of crazy, paranoid old lady, I just assume it was an old lady.
Probably, it's a good idea.
Called the sheriff thinking, oh my God, there's some sort of terrorist working at the heart of American infrastructure, the Chanhassen Target.
Shouldn't the American, the Patriot Act allow us that information? Shouldn't we be able to track down that information and find out who this person was?
Yeah.
And then have a nice visit to her house?
No, it only works the other way. See, she, no,
because Andrew's the terrorist.
Terrorism. She accused me, and that means, you know, they can raid my house anytime.
See, but then you accuse her, and now it's counterterrorism. So now she's been accused.
Of course. She's a terrorist double agent, and they should investigate her, because she's trying to draw away the eye of the government
from herself. The sheriff wasn't in the office that day, and now is missing like a key to a locker that has some information about something else that she needed to find.
That fiendish imaginary straw man old woman. How didn't I see this?
For a terrorist scavenger hunt.
Let's go Egger House.
New question on the Target employment application. Are you a terrorist?
Yes.
Do
no,
you have a beard?
Maybe.
Perhaps. So Dan.
Only on the weekends.
What's your similar story?
So my family went to the same dentist since we moved to Minnetonka. Neighbor of family, friends, good reputation, nice guy. Really good. I mean, whenever you guys ever had to get Novocaine, if ever, did it hurt?
I didn't ever do Novocaine just because I'm terrified of needles, so they'd always put me on laughing gas.
I've actually never had oral surgery.
There was that initial pinch, but after that it was fine.
Because this dentist could like eliminate that pinch, like not even get that pinch. It's just like, oh, hey, look, now my gums feel kind of weird and I don't know what's going on.
That's skill so, right there.
Yeah, he had a very, very good hand for that.
Skilled at his craft. Gotcha.
And so one day, the St. Cloud police contact his office because Dan Whalen had been running a high number of bad checks. And he's also a registered patient, so they wanted to make the connection and try to see, you know, when the last time they had seen Dan Whalen and what information they could give.
Well, you scoundrel, why would you bring that down on your dentist?
And so my dentist had an odd pause because I was 3 years old.
Criminal mastermind from that age.
How did he even write those checks that bounced?
And so somehow, some database brought me up as an existing Dan Whalen, and they're like, oh, why would he not register his name otherwise? Let's go get him.
The fiend.
That's great. Also, they have in their database like a recent log of who visits each dentist?
Is it just based on name?
It could be
like
an insurance claim.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of traced out somewhere. Dental records, that's right. If I died in a car crash at age 3, I could be mistaken for the same check launderer.
He was so short!
He never has adult teeth yet.
No one would suspect it.
Let me just look at the memo line of this bounced checks. Pull-ups.
He wrote the check in crayon. Did that not tip anyone's or, radar? That there's okay. No.
And he didn't just fill out the checks with crayons. They were counterfeit checks made with crayon.
With crayon.
Stashed in the wallet right next to the Monopoly money.
Mm-hmm. I got the eagle all shiny on this one. Awesome.
What? He wasted like the gold crayon? That goes so quick.
No. That's drawn on the teeth. That's the bling.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Drawn off of Welt's Fergo. Okay.
They'll give a checking account to anyone these days, apparently. All right. Fair enough. If you're under 5, you don't have to pay an activity fee on your account. It's pretty great.
Nice.